So my name is Claire Margerson, and the title of my presentation is Maternal Pregnancy Weight Gain and Child Adiposity at Age 5. And I have no relationships to disclose. So most of you are probably well aware of the dramatic increase in the prevalence of childhood overweight and obesity in the last 4 decades. Current estimates put the prevalence of childhood overweight for children around 2 to 5 at almost 15%. Which is a very important issue because these kids are at risk for chronic diseases in childhood as well as into adolescence and adulthood. So it's very important that we begin to identify or that we identify risk factors that occur early in life and that are modifiable and that we can intervene on. And because we know that the prenatal period is one of the first times in the life course when we can intervene to promote good health, there's been some recent interest in whether the amount of weight gain that, or the amount of weight that women gain during pregnancy is associated with a child's future adiposity. So this graph basically just shows that there has been an upward trend in the amount of pregnancy weight gain in the last 60 years or so. One thing I'd like to point out is that before about 1970, women were encouraged to restrict their weight gain during pregnancy to 25 or less pounds, depending on the time period. However, around 1970, evidence that adequate weight gain is important for preventing low birth weight and preterm birth led the Institute of Medicine to encourage women to gain more weight during pregnancy than they had before. And so you really see more of an increase after 1970. So I'd just like for everyone to kind of keep that in mind throughout my presentation that although we didn't study low birth weight or preterm birth, there is an important balance between gaining too little weight and too much during pregnancy. There have been several recent studies looking at this association between maternal pregnancy weight gain and child overweight. Okun and colleagues in 2007 found that there was a positive association between pregnancy weight gain and child overweight for all women. However, Rotniak and colleagues found a stronger association for women who are underweight prior to pregnancy. And Olson and colleagues found a stronger association for women who are overweight or obese prior to pregnancy. So the objectives of our study were to examine the association between maternal pregnancy weight gain and child adiposity at age 5, and also to investigate whether this association does differ by maternal characteristics. We used data from the Child Health and Development Studies, which is the source of many publications on maternal and child and infant health. It's a longitudinal birth cohort, and data are collected or were collected on pregnancy and child development beginning at the initiation of prenatal care. And the births actually occurred in the early 1960s. We had a study sample of around 4,000 low-risk births. And we define maternal pregnancy weight gain as both a continuous variable, so that just the total amount of weight gain in kilograms, and also as a categorical variable. So for that, we use the 1990 Institute of Medicine recommendations for maternal weight gain during pregnancy, which are categorized by the woman's pre-pregnancy BMI. And we classified women as being either below, within, or above these ranges. For our outcome, child adiposity at age 5, we used the sex and age-specific child BMI percentiles. And these here are shown for males only. So basically, if a child is between the 84th and the 85th percentile, the orange and the green, we categorize them as overweight. And if they're above the 95th percentile, we categorize them as obese. And we adjusted our analysis for several covariables that were indicated in previous literature to be associated with both maternal pregnancy weight gain and child overweight. So we used several statistical methods. We looked at the total pregnancy weight gain in kilograms and the probability of child overweight or obesity. And we also looked at gaining above or below the Institute of Medicine recommendations versus gaining within those ranges on the odds of a combined child overweight obesity outcome. And finally, we tested to see whether these associations differed by maternal race ethnicity, pre-pregnancy BMI, or smoking during pregnancy. Just a little bit about our study sample. You can see it's a fairly diverse in terms of race ethnicity. And in a reflection of the fact that this data is from the early 1960s, 70% of the women were of a normal pre-pregnancy BMI, and 20% were actually underweight. Only 8% were overweight or obese before pregnancy. Furthermore, over 50% of these women gained less than the 1990 IOM recommendations, and 14% gained above. And again, as I said, at this time in the early 1960s, women were encouraged to restrict their weight gain during pregnancy. The majority of the children in the sample were of a normal BMI percentile. 9% were overweight and 4% were obese. So this graph shows our findings for the association between each kilogram increase in maternal pregnancy weight gain, and over here on the left, child overweight, and on the right, child obesity. These are relative risk ratios, so just to orient you a little, the line through one is a null finding, and the points whose confidence intervals cross that are non-significant. We did find that these associations differed significantly by maternal race ethnicity. So each kilogram of maternal pregnancy weight gain was associated with a 4% increase in risk of child overweight among women of white race ethnicity and a 7% increase among women of black race ethnicity. However, for a childhood obesity outcome, our only significant finding was among women of black race ethnicity who had an 11% increase in the risk of child obesity for each kilogram of weight gain. This graph shows the other exposure that we looked at, which was the gaining below the IOM recommendations compared to within and gaining above the IOM recommendations versus within on the odds of child overweight. So the gaining below the IOM recommendations did not significantly change the odds of child overweight for any group of women. However, for gaining above the IOM recommendations did significantly increase the odds of child overweight for this group of women of black race ethnicity only. And it's a pretty significant or pretty strong association, a 2.1 odds ratio. So there's a number of strengths and limitations to our study. I'm going to focus kind of on the ones I think are most important, which have to do with using this historical cohort from the early 1960s. Clearly, this might limit our generalizability to contemporary populations, and also there were a number of variables that weren't collected that we would have liked to look at. But we also think this is a strength of the study because there may have been a lesser influence of factors in what we now call the obesogenic environment, such as prevalence of high fat and high sugar diets or sedentary lifestyles that would be associated with both our exposure and outcome. And furthermore, our findings are supported by those from a more recent cohort, which perhaps indicates that this association has persisted despite changes in the environment. So just to summarize, our study does support previous findings stating that maternal pregnancy weight gain may be associated with child overweight. However, this does add to the previous literature because we demonstrate this stronger association for women of black race ethnicity. However, I want to go back to what I said kind of at the beginning, which is that there's really an important balance between gaining too little and too much weight during pregnancy. And this could be especially important in African American populations where there's high rates of low birth weight and preterm birth, as well as high prevalence of childhood overweight. So I think that future research does need to be done on this topic, looking at both birth and child, as well as maternal outcomes of pregnancy weight gain in diverse cohorts and collecting data on social, biological, and behavioral characteristics throughout the life course. Thank you.